250 feet is the length of a Boeing 747 jet, and it's just a little shorter than a new ramp at Finch West subway station, which happens to be the only accessible pathway that connects TTC's Line 1 to Line 6. David Lepofsky is the chair of the Accessibility for Ontarians with Disabilities Act Alliance, and he's been analyzing the accessibility issues of the TTC's new lines, dubbing it the stupidest ramp ever. Okay, not holding back. David, thank you for being here this morning.
Great to be with you.
So I want to get into the issue here with the ramp, but first, just because it's radio especially and we can't all see it, paint a picture of us or for us so that we know what we're talking about here.
Imagine having to go up a whole floor in a building vertically, okay? 11 feet vertically, because that's the distance you have to go up from line 6 to line 1. There's a flight of stairs. There's 23 stairs. I walk them. I'm blind, so I can do this. But there is no elevator. If you went to the Cedarvale station to switch between line 5 and line 1, there is an elevator because it's so obvious that lots of people with disabilities, as well as people with baby strollers, will need that. But at line 6, the Ontario government's Metrolinx decided, no, we're gonna build a ramp. It is the stupidest ramp in the world. It's 261 feet long. It only has two landings. And if you're powering your own wheelchair up this ramp, I hope you're a Paralympian and you've got that kind of upper body strength, because you're going to find it exhausting. We shot a video, which is going to go online in minutes today on YouTube for the world to see, where I show you this video, this ramp. And it, not in the video, but while we were shooting it, there was a woman using a walker going up the ramp. I'm totally blind, and I could hear her hyperventilating halfway across the huge area where it's located.
Hmm. So let's say someone in a wheelchair or a walker like that woman wanted to avoid this mega ramp, as you describe it, stupid. How would they be able to take an elevator? What's the alternate?
Well, the only other thing they could do, and I don't know if TTC bothered giving them signage for this, and Metrolinx, who designed this stupid ramp, but you would have to go from line 6 platform up two different elevators to get to street level, and then go outside. I hope the air isn't dangerous to breathe, and I hope it's not February and snowing. And then you'd have to go across the street. I didn't track it. It may be across two intersections. I don't know. And then go into the separate surface entrance for line 1 and then go down two separate elevators. Gee, I hope they all work, because TTC elevators are notorious for breaking down, to get to the platform for line 1. Oh, and I hope you don't have a chronic fatiguing condition or chronic pain, because that's a heck of a way to go when people without disabilities just go up 23 steps.
Now, David, I know that you often reach directly out to Metrolinx and they respond to your organization quite quickly. What has been their reaction?
I haven't gotten to them yet on this one, because we've been busy advocating to them on line 5. We released a video last month that's only 8 minutes long, that shows that for blind people like me navigating the labyrinthian maze-like stations on line 1 is quite a headache, and they only provide tactile floor markings to the elevators, which are unreliable, not to the escalators or stairs that we blind people regularly use. So we've already presented that to them, and we have said, and this is really important, line 5, and this video shows line 6, both need an independent accessibility audit. We want Metrolinx to publicly engage some external expert with expertise in accessibility to go in and audit both lines and let us and the public know where the other accessibility bungles are and what needs to be done to fix it. Now, they should have built it in from the beginning, but clearly they didn't. Somebody had to have made a decision at Metrolinx that we'll put an elevator to get from one line to the other at Cedarvale Station, but not at Finch West.
Well, and that other video that you just referenced that you put out, it allowed you to end up having a meeting with Metrolink CEO Michael Lindsay. He met directly with you following that. I'm sure you brought up this point about having an independent audit of the TTC to suss out where the problems are and get a better accounting. What did he say at that point?
Well, he said they'd want to have someone who is independent, that would be widely respected. And we said, fine. We don't have a categorical yes for them. We are going to be following up with, they've already agreed that we should follow up with them on this line five, let blind people find their way through these maze-like stations problem. We're going to now expand that to line six. But we want, between the two videos, what you see is problems relating to people who are blind, problems related to people using wheelchairs, walkers, parents pushing strollers, and so on. And this is just one piece of the puzzle. They need to take an independent look at all of this. And one thing that Mr. Lindsay, we had a good meeting. He said he wants to get feedback from us on what's wrong in the system that leads them to build infrastructure, public infrastructure, that has these problems. And we've actually, my coalition, the AODA Alliance, which I have the privilege of chairing, we've been telling the Ontario government for years that the way they do these massive infrastructure programs, new hospitals, new courts, new transit stations, is plagued with accessibility problems, and they need to change how they do that. We've got a blueprint on how to do that and to more responsibly use public money.
We'll keep searching for answers on this one as well. For Metrolink says, David, I know that you will as well. David Lepofsky is the chair of the Accessibility for Ontarians with Disabilities Act Alliance, joining me on Metro Morning.